producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Conversation for those of you who are just joining us, a good day program. Thank you very much for being here. Did I say that too quickly, Jennifer? Am I talking too fast? What do you think about the way I'm going about the
business? Your sugar this morning, Dougie.
No.
Do you have a candy bar?
No, actually, I have, though, some caramel, chocolate-covered caramel, but I haven't dipped into that yet. Thank you for reminding me. Yes, it
That's
is.
Right. Sustained energy for later in the show.
Lots of energy. It's Jennifer Horn who's here with me on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. And we start with a tribute to Glenn Frey. And one of the best tunes from either TV or movies that he was...
It's a great one.
Yeah, he was associated with... This is from the movie Beverly Hills Cop. 1984 was the year. Crank it up for a second. This is nothing but a smiler, Jen. Great guitarist. Maybe one of his defining songs. So a lot of people commenting, facebook.com/good day. About the founding member dying a month after he had been honored at the Kennedy Center. I almost forget about that, right? The Eagles were honored in that Kennedy Center thing in December. The event was postponed because of his deteriorating health. He had a lot of different conditions. So most people, I haven't seen a picture of him for a while, but I always thought he looked like he was pretty healthy, frankly. Didn't you think he looked like he was pretty healthy?
Yeah, I mean, I can't tell you that I was the closest follower to the career of Glenn Frey, but even in the pictures that you have seen on people's Facebook posts, because this was a huge story on social media.
Yeah, right.
I never thought he looked sickly. I mean, you kind of look at David Bowie and you go, okay, he looked, you know, he was very thin. He looked, you know, he looked like he could have been sick. But,
But
you didn't really think of it with Glenn.
He looked the part of being sick.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's part. Yeah, right.
Sadly, I mean, but
yeah. So here's where my head is at the moment regarding this, because his music resonated with me and with many other people. I don't know, as you said, you weren't the biggest fan of the Eagles, but it wasn't really your era. Add a few years to your age, and we get into baby boomer time from like Rich McFadden's age through to my age, probably his biggest audience. So we think
Keep
about
in mind,
this.
I did not like them. It just sort of,
I
you know, the timing kind of. Because I actually really liked. I found myself kind of going through all the Eagles songs yesterday. I'm like, wow. You know, I mean, you kind of.
Right. All those
in
hits.
Retrospect, you go, whoa, there were a lot of hits there.
I said something in the last hour, remembering back to a concert that Meredith and I went to last summer with the Spinners. And she said to me, because she's a little younger than I am, but she remembers the Spinners well. And she said, they had all those hits, and they did. And the same is true with the Eagles. When you go through all of the songs that were really important, there are a ton of songs that he did himself, here I am back with the Spinners in my head, that the Eagles did Take It Easy, Lion Eyes, New Kid in Town, Heartache Tonight, I Can't Tell You Why. It's a really good catalog of good music. So,
Are any modern artists like that, Dougie?
Any modern artists that have contributed that? Well, that's a great question.
You know, how many people now actually release songs that in 50 years we're going to go, they had 25 hits. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's rare to have multiple hits now.
Right. It's just not the same caliber. You're right. That's a great point. And as you're asking me that, I'm thinking about who's around now.
I would say Taylor Swift has to be one. I mean, she's had a ton of hits.
Yeah.
I don't know if it'll withstand 50 years. Adele, perhaps.
I mean, I can't come up with the name of a Taylor Swift song off the top of my head. You can.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Well, that's part of the thing, is it'll be for people, yeah. You know, when I'm 80 going, I remember
right.
that.
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay.
She sure shook it off.
Yes.
And I'd be interested in thinking about bands, and maybe Coldplay or other
maybe.
Bands, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, there are so many, there are a lot of pop singers from, you know, say like the 60s or 70s or 80s that we can mention songs from, but there are a lot of bands too, and we don't have
yeah.
that as much now, I don't think.
No, I don't. No, I think you're, no, and so the old codgers would say, they don't make music like they used to, but it's a different business, and that's the business model that predicates how all of the stuff succeeds. And is there more of it? If Richie were here, he would tell you that it's not so much about the quality of the stuff that we know. It's what we don't know. It's the people
yeah.
supporting the what they used to call garage bands. And,
you too would definitely be one. I think that
I would. I haven't had any songs.
So silly.
Oh, that you too. Oh, yes, I see. Okay. Not always about me. The people posting on Facebook regarding the death of Glenn Frey, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter @goodday. Deborah writes, "Rest in peace, Glenn. You were a huge part of the background music in my life and always will be." I think I would say ditto to that. Beth writes, "This is so sad. Rest in peace, Mr. Frey. I went to their very first concerts in L.A., and then all the way through the 70s, I saw them every chance I could. Bet 30 or 40 shows." There's somebody who's a disciple.
Wow.
Beth, yep, you lost. Jim writes, "My first concert was at Anaheim Stadium during the 70s and featured Jackson Brown, Linda Ronstadt, and the Eagles." Yes, they toured together. What a great triumvirate they made. 30 years later, I saw them in Billings, Montana for their farewell tour. These guys have been my favorite band since then. Glenn Frey will be sorely missed, yes. Kate writes, "Only 18 days into the new year, and damn, we've lost some incredible talent." We have. The poll at DougStephan.com today is a reflection of that, in fact. The four celebrities that have passed away in the last week or so. And so we ask you, whose body of work has had the greatest impact on you? Is it David Bowie, Alan Rickman, Dan Haggerty, or Glenn Frey? Jennifer, you know who Dan Haggerty is?
I mean, I know the name, but no. No, sorry.
I'm not laughing about his death. I'm just laughing about why we have you here.
Yeah.
And Karen,
to go, no.
No, right. Exactly. No.
Not really.
That puts things into perspective, though. Haggerty was Grizzly Adams on television.
Oh, yeah, he just died.
Yeah, he did. So he did just die, as a matter of fact.
It's all coming back to me.
Yes, right. Exactly. So of that list, who had the greatest impact on you? Bowie, Rickman, Frey?
Probably, I would say, you know, I didn't follow Alan Rickman's career. I knew of him. Haggerty, like I said, huh?
Yeah.
It would have to be David Bowie or Glenn Frey, probably just for name recognition, David
yeah.
Bowie.
Yeah, probably. I would say for me, it would be Frey, but Bowie would be second. I'd be almost tied between Frey and Bowie.
I'd imagine if I put head-to-head the songs that I actually knew and liked, I'd probably like more Glenn Frey songs than David Bowie songs,
yeah,
but
yeah.
just because of the name and the fact that this he was very iconic, probably David
yeah.
Bowie.
All right, so
you know what? As a side note,
yeah.
I loved hearing about the relationship that David Bowie had with Iman,
mm-hmm.
and I don't
yeah,
think I funny. Knew about that in his
well,
life. And so to hear
no,
about that in death was
no,
cool.
No, I've forgotten he was even married to her, frankly.
Yeah.
So the trending stories at DougStephan.com focus on Glenn Frey passing, amongst other things, and there's a lot of Glenn Frey stuff at DougStephan.com, which will help to give you a perspective, hopefully, on his life. As I think, and when I saw it first yesterday afternoon, I was thinking about loss of people and thinking about recognizing what we can do when we experience loss. You live, you appreciate life in the now, because when we lose those that we love, we always have happy memories. Keep the memories positive and good. And by doing the best at keeping your relationships positive and good, you will have those. It's the lack of regret. How many of you have said, how many people have you heard say at the end of somebody's life, "Oh, I wish I had spent more time with him or her," or "I wish this," or "I wish that"? That's a horrible way to live your life, A, and B, to pay tribute to somebody that you cared about. when you miss somebody and you mourn somebody, it's too late. What the, they don't give a damn in their state. It doesn't make any difference to them.
It's hard, though, because as much like time as I spent with my grandparents, I would still always tell you that. I wish that I had spent more time with them. Because when they're gone, that's all you want is just another few minutes.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Something to think about, Jen.
You've got to suck it all in at every possible moment. You have to be a sponge.
Sponge. Suck it up.
Suck it in. Yeah.
17 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program.
Welcome to Staples.
Staple Guy, ink is so pricey, I've had to give up other things I need for my office.
Now, for every recycled cartridge, you get $4 back in Staples rewards when you buy ink or toner. So you'll...
I can use the rewards for other office essentials.
Bingo.
Like a desk.
That could be useful.
Shop Staples for all the ink you need at a great value every day. Staples, make more happen.
Minimum purchase $60 on ink or $200 on toner. Limit 5 recycled cartridges per customer. Offer ends 1/23/16. For details, see store or staples.com/rewards.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
Karen, final question. You'll either walk out of here with $1 million or nothing. In what year did the Hicksonian Astrophysical Capital City fourth president invented? You have 5 seconds.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because TurboTax helps turn complicated questions into simple ones that you can answer. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
This is my deal.
What's your deal?
I just rocked this deal.
You guys are my favorite deal.
We're the real deal, baby.
Woo! I am the deal.
Let's finish this deal.
Who doesn't love a good deal?
Best deal ever.
So what's your deal? If your deal is getting the best deal, then go to TaxAct.com. File simple federal and state returns free. TaxAct, the best deal in tax. Go to TaxAct.com. You got this.
More than 65 million people provide care for a family member or friends in need. The average caregiver gives 20 hours per week, with 13% spending 40 hours or more. One quarter of caregivers say their own health is fair or poor. If you're a caregiver, your independently owned Health Mart pharmacist salutes you and wants you to know they are there to help. From medication management to expert advice to just a friendly person to talk with, Health Mart cares about caregivers. Find your local Health Mart at healthmart.com.
Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you, too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
All right, 19 after the hour, we care about, we care generally.
We care about you, Dougie.
Yes. Chris Ann Hall, somebody who seems to care. She has become a face of the Patriot movement, lady who does some talk radio in Florida, a lawyer. She went to Oregon yesterday to conduct public workshops in support of the point of view of those who are occupying the wildlife refuge there. So under the circumstances, she's there today as well, doing more of the same sort of thing at the local fairgrounds. Her assistant said that she will cover two things: sovereignty of the state and the constitutional limits of the federal government's control. This is something I'm finding myself, I don't think I'm in the minority here. I think when you hear, the idea that has been put forth by the federal government, we are the federal government. We paid for this. We have too much federal property taken off the tax rolls and out of use of farmers and ranchers. Way too much. And as we continue to let this happen, we endanger our ability to feed ourselves. I do a radio program every week called The American Family Farmer. I'm a family farmer, and I will tell you, I've had my dealings with the federal government, and they were very unpleasant, trying to use land that was vacant and not being used. Something that needs a lot of more discussion. 21 past the hour here on Good Day.
Old Tim.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens. You're so cute, Jennifer.
Thanks.
And Kara's so cute, yes.
Thanks,
is that a
Kara's
sexist comment?
Too.
If I call the two of you cute, is that sexist?
No, men can be cute, too. And okay, I'm going to throw it out there. Don't let it go to your head, but you can be kind of cute, too, Doug.
Thank you very much. Right. Mm-hmm. I had a facial yesterday, and the lady did it, said, "You're a very handsome man. Why are you getting this done?" And I said, so that I will be a very handsome
man. So I continue my handsomeness.
Right, exactly.
Well, what's
all right,
the problem?
So, yes, yes, yes. Calm down, everybody. The late night shows in focus now as we, in this hour of the program at this point in the hour, try to sort of step back or sit down and just smile for a moment if we can find a smiling moment from the monologues. Here are three attempts at that. First one from Conan O'Brien.
Big Democratic debate last night. During last night's debate, Hillary Clinton said her husband would serve as her kitchen table advisor. Meanwhile, Bernie Sanders said his wife would serve as his handrails in the bathroom advisor.
That's awful. He's only 74. It's not like he was over the top. Hello. Stephen Colbert now joking about the presidential debate.
I was so close this weekend to remaining blissfully unaware of this debate, but they got me at the last second when I was flipping channels between Downton Abbey and Billions. Because like Bernie Sanders, I love watching rich people suffer. And I'm not the only one who wasn't aware of it because this whole election, Democrats have been hiding. But this was the worst.
This time we have a Sunday night on a holiday weekend. There are NFL football playoffs. And as somebody mentioned to me on Twitter, Downton Abbey on tonight.
I believe they're going to show the next Democratic debate after the closing credits of the Fantastic Four.
Nobody can figure that out. I haven't figured it out yet. Why the Democrats are...
And Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who runs the DNC, is a dummy. Even my mom, who's so different from me politically and will vote for a candidate, so she's just dumb. They're not allowing anybody to watch these debates.
Mm-hmm. Well, that shows you something about how they value the voter. Here's
or
Seth
that
Meyer.
They're trying to maybe give an advantage to someone who might be unlikable the more you hear her.
No. Name. Really? No. Wasn't Debbie Wasserman Schultz on Bill Clinton's payroll or something? Wasn't she in the administration?
Wah, wah. Wah, 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 wah. If you know what I mean.
I think I'll figure it out, Amos. All right, Seth Meyers joking about Donald Trump.
Today is Martin Luther King Day, and Donald Trump saw his shadow this morning, so that means six more weeks of racism.
Not really funny, but it is sort of funny. All right, now we go to Steve Harvey, who yesterday on his program talked about what happened when he announced the wrong name. This is what somebody, everybody's sort of been waiting for this. So here is his, I don't know if it's an explanation or not, but it's, I'm sure, I've not heard this clip yet, but I'm sure it's going to be fabuloso. Go ahead, Kara.
After I said Miss Columbia, I walked all the way to the back. The stage director, who was right there, he said, something's wrong. All I hear in my earbud is, we got to fix this, we got to fix this. That was all I heard. Nobody is saying what's wrong. Nobody's saying what to do. So when they said, we got to fix this, I said, oh, okay, fix what? And they said the wrong name. I decided on my own. I walked back out on my own. And looking back on it, man, it's been days since then that I wish I hadn't walked back out there. Mm-hmm. But I walked back out there because if I don't go back out here, Miss Philippines, who was the real Miss Universe, she don't get her moment. Nobody stopped me. Nobody said, I just walked. I took it on myself to just do what I thought was right for Miss Philippines, which was, you know, a decision I made in the spur of the moment. But I'd do it again if I had to, though.
Well, and he was invited back to do the pageant next year, so.
He's a good man.
He is a good man.
You know,
wonderful
it
man.
Was a funny, stupid thing, but yeah. Everybody makes mistakes.
And by the way, there's a lot of stuff on social media from his Facebook page that's been viewed millions of times because of what he said to the audience. Something to check out. There are some real dangers to adding sugar in processed foods. Here's Dr. Chambers on call now.
In the news, the feds catch up with added sugar. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Finally, the feds have officially recognized the dangers of added sugar. That's the sugar the food industry adds to their processed products after they've stripped out the fat, so you'll become addicted and keep buying. Here's the thing. When you eat lots of added sugar, it surges into your bloodstream and would hit danger levels if your body didn't spike insulin. This extra insulin drops your blood sugar to a safe level, but the drop in your sugar makes you hungry again, and guess what? You eat and eat and eat, ending up not the way you'd like to be. DCOC advice, added sugar should account for no more than 10% of the calories you eat in a day, meaning you've got to limit the amount of soda, white rice, and pastries you eat. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's W-I-X.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Tuesday is upon us, and that means here in this slot we'll be joined in a moment by Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is the Forbidden Doctor. No! The Forbidden Doctor is here?
He's forbidden.
He is. That's why we got him here. We take everybody who's forbidden from being anywhere else. we put them on.
Other radio shows, sit in the back of movie theaters. Can't go to Walmart.
Can't drive anymore. Yeah, all of that stuff. The Prime Minister of England, David Cameron, has been in the news for two reasons in the past 24 hours. One of them has to do with the match-fixing allegations against the world of tennis. Wow. How about that? I don't know why there is so much focus on this, because I don't know too many people who care that much about tennis. Do you?
Yeah.
I mean, Lance Armstrong has a lot of attention on that. I don't know.
He wasn't a tennis player.
No, he wasn't. He was being investigated for throwing races because of what he did with his body.
Right. Well, cheating.
Anyway, Novak Djokovic, you remember him?
Yeah. Good.
He admitted that he had been offered $200,000 to throw a match in 2007. Let's see. Roger Federer said he would like to hear names linked to the allegations, but, quote, you have to take it super seriously. And so the governing bodies for tennis releasing joint statements yesterday held a press conference to deny that evidence of match fixing had been suppressed. My bet is where there's smoke, there's fire,
yeah.
And there's probably a lot of hooping and hollering going on here.
It says 16 players who've ranked in the top 50 have been repeatedly flagged by the Tennis Integrity Unit, which I think we should join.
Isn't that the
TIU?
We'll start the Radio Integrity Unit.
There'd be a party of like two.
Radio Integrity Unit. That's great. I like that.
Yeah.
Radio.
Oh, and the suspicions are all that they throw matches. I know. Look, I don't watch tennis all that much, but.
No.
I have watched a lot of, like, hockey games. I've watched a lot of football games, baseball games, where. Everything seems to be just not what your favorite team is capable of, and you go, Do they take, like, I mean, are they playing this poorly just because they deserve it, or are they playing this poorly on purpose? Because there have been games when you go, gosh, it looks like they got paid something to just walk off the field. Now, I don't know if that's the case because there's so many people in team sports and tennis is individual, but I wouldn't be surprised if someone said, look, have I got a deal for you?
Yeah, right, yeah, right. People are corruptible. It's the way it is. Donald Trump is not because he's using his own money. I mentioned the British Prime Minister, Mr. Cameron, involved yesterday in a hearing that lasted over 3 hours in the British House of Parliament. The discussion was Donald Trump and whether to ban him from coming.
These Brits, what idiots. Don't you have something better to do? Why are you even worried about Donald Trump right now?
Well, I thought the best bit of information or the best approach to this came from Edward Lee, who is a Conservative Party member, talking about how close we are, the Americans and the Brits, and how the Americans saved the Brits' butts on several important occasions. You may recall little things like World War I and World War II, and how we are so close. So if he becomes the standard bearer of the American flag, then yes, we will get along with him. And yes, we will do business with him. And yes, he will come here. And, you know, this is all pretty foolish. But it was fun, because the Brits have a way of saying things unlike anybody else. Play just that first cut, Kara, will you, from Gavin Robinson.
So you don't need a crystal ball to recognize that the person you're dealing with may be a successful businessman, is also a buffoon, and has the dangerous capability, of saying the most obscene or insensitive things to attract.
Hello, you're a member of Parliament. Haven't you been listening to the stuff going on there?
You're insulting me with all that garbage.
I just think it's kind of funny, actually. All right, so there's that. Let's pause for a moment. Then we get Dr. Jack in here. I'm going to talk to him about a couple of things, including the passing of all these four celebrities and what that brings us around to in terms of age and your own reality as far as age is concerned. First, though, let's focus on where we are in the beginning of the year, 2016. The hottest nutrition product is definitely Super Beets. I'm drinking it. Members of the staff here on Good Day are drinking it. Athletes are drinking it. And there are a number of reasons. I know a lot of people involved in fitness programs that are onto this. As people try to get into the best shape of their life, you eat healthier. You're committed to daily workouts. So you drink your Super Beets. Super Beets is the secret to staying on track with diet and exercise. It'll curb your cravings because Super Beets tastes great. There are a lot of people think that the Super Beets, the original Super Beets, didn't taste as good as they could. So they said, okay, we hear you. And they came out with the flavor police. We're at it, right? The flavor police. I think you've tasted both of these, Jennifer, haven't you?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I like the cherry a little better, but they're both pretty tasty.
They are. Yeah. Super Beets in black cherry. So to get back to what you're really taking Super Beets for, your energy level. That's what happens. There are two products here, actually, that we're talking about. One of them is a Super Beet powder that you put into a glass of water, mostly in the afternoon. That's when I do it. And drink 4 ounces of water with the Super Beets powder in it. And it gives you this energy. It starts slowly and builds up. And after 20 or 30 minutes, man, do you know you've taken this? It opens up your veins so that blood gets through to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. That's what it's there to do. But as a sort of companion, in the most positive sense, a companion product is the Neo 40, which will lower blood pressure as well because it goes right to work. You take this capsule, put it in your mouth, it melts in your mouth, and is absorbed right away into your system so that it works as it opens up the veins, the blood pressure goes down, gets your blood pressure to where it needs to be, and it stays there. Doctor after doctor after doctor think this thing is really clear and clean and the most beneficial way because there are no sugars, no processed crud that Jack Stockwell talks about all the time. This is pure. And for those of you who start your day with a cup of coffee, don't have to do that anymore. Not with the Neo 40 product, which is, again, crystallized Super Beets. This is a secret that is not being well kept anymore, and it's a good thing. Remember to drink Super Beets every day. You'll love the boost in antioxidants, the fact that it's a superfood drink loaded with dietary nitrates, easy to take, and it tastes good. That's the bottom line. Drink it, enjoy it. Super Beets is the only superfood that has natural dietary nitrates to specifically help boost nitric oxide in your body, which improves your circulation, your stamina, your energy. It boosts the blood flow, and that's what you want into your brain. As I say, that's the most important thing. All right, so let's figure out how we can do this and get everybody involved. Call now, 800-655-4183. With your first order of Super Beets, they'll send you an additional 30-day supply of either regular or black cherry, whichever you want. It comes free with a regular order of Super Beets. That's the first order. Drink Super Beets for 1 week, feel the results, or you will get money back. And also, you'll get a free book, Beat the Odds, free shipping. Mention Doug Steffen. You can go to DougLikesBeets.com, as a matter of fact, to order there, or call 800-655-4183 to get the benefit of all this wonderful, healthful, just it's extraordinary, Frank. I think that's the word I use for it, extraordinary. DougLikesBeets.com for Super Beets, or 800-655-4183.
Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you, too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, ink is so pricey, I've had to give up other things I need for my office.
Now, for every recycled cartridge, you get $4 back in Staples rewards when you buy ink or toner, so you'll...
I can use the rewards for other office essentials.
Bingo.
Like a desk.
That could be useful.
Shop Staples for all the ink you need at a great value every day. Staples, make more happen.
Minimum purchase, $60 on ink or $200 on toner. Limit 5 recycled cartridges per customer. Offer ends 1/23/16. For details, see store or staples.com/rewards.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
44 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jennifer Horn. Now Dr. Jack Stockwell joins us. He is the forbidden doctor, the producer of the Long Life Energy Enzymes. There's a new thyroid product that's coming out, courtesy of those who develop these sorts of things at forbiddendoctor.com. What that site was first known for, and maybe is most famous for, is the development of these podcasts that now have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people downloading them in the second year. It seems hard for me to believe, Jack. These things have been around now for a whole year, and every week you add something new to the knowledge quotient. So what's there at ForbiddenDoctor.com this week?
Well, the latest one is 7 medical myths that will blow your mind.
7 medical myths that will blow your mind. All right. Mm-hmm. So check that out at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Also check out the Long Life Enzymes that are there for energy. They help you in so many different ways. Matter of fact, if you go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, you can see a list of all the things that the Long Life Energy enzymes contain and why it is so good for you and your organs, the support that we need. I know lots of people, including Jennifer Horn, who are taking these. Would you just say that you're, I forgot what you just, you
well,
were just saying.
I noticed, I mean, I've been taking them for a little while now, and I've noticed that my energy level is much more consistent and good mm-hmm. throughout the day. I'm not getting like the crashes, the highs and lows, but I also noticed that my body just doesn't feel as acidic. You know, you don't feel like you have like the acid indigestion kind of thing. I just feel like it's kind of cleaner and just more balanced, if that makes any sense.
Well,
I'm not the doctor.
Yeah, no, but I find that to be the. I've heard that from Meredith and lots of other people that are taking these.
Well, no, but it is your body,
right?
You know,
right.
You may not be the doctor, but you are.
It's your body.
Actually, the forbidden doctor is the doctor that's inside of our bodies, our mm-hmm. own innate healing experience and power.
This is just a way of tapping into it. Jack is a Anuka chiropractor who practices the full spine approach to chiropractic and has become a medical scientist. As such, when people come to you and say, all right, what happened to David Bowie? What happened to Alan Rickman? What happened to Dan Haggerty? What happened to Glenn Frey? All these people dying in their 60s and a time when we're adding life, it would seem. I saw something yesterday. I wondered about this because I have a suspicion that at least Glenn Frey and David Bowie were involved in this. I don't know about Rickman or Haggerty. But the claim in this report was that when you do cocaine, it actually literally eats your brain. And if that's the case, these guys certainly have done cocaine. But what do we say to those people who are using cocaine specifically? This hit that I saw on this health site was specifically about cocaine and how it literally, when you put it up your nose, goes right into your brain and eats brain cells.
Well, the interesting thing about the nose, the cranial nerve number one, the first cranial nerve of development in the brain, is the olfactory nerve, the nerve by which we smell. Mm-hmm. And it's actually brain tissue that comes out of the skull and forms those little nodes inside the nasal passages that sense odors, aromas, smells. That is literally brain tissue. Mm-hmm. And so whatever can get in there that will break through the lining of those cells will be transported into the brain, mm-hmm. especially back into more primitive areas that control life forces and life functions inside the body. So that's not an unusual thing whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And it's not just cocaine. It's solvents. It, you know, some people in the working conditions where they're around solvents and odors, these things will hit those olfactory, what's called the olfactory bulb.
The safety
bulb.
Clean, the stuff, the gunk that you
clean absolutely.
Parts, auto parts with, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Absolutely. Any kind of a solvent like this. But now the thing about cocaine and some of these, they're just super concentrated aspects of foods that otherwise have a normative effect on the body, because in South America, when you fly east and west across the Andes and you hit the turbulent air, they will serve you this special tea on the plane that's made from cocoa leaf, mm-hmm. just like regular herbal teas that we have.
It comes from the same source.
But it comes from the same plant.
Chocolate.
And they take that plant and they concentrate it, mm-hmm. and they remove certain items from it so that you end up with those alcaloids that become mm-hmm. a concentrated form that we call cocaine.
Coca-Cola was produced with cocaine.
As much as they try to deny it, that's true.
Cola, that's where it came from.
But it's the same thing with sugar. You know, with sugar cane, you can chew on some sugar cane, and you're going to get vitamins, you're going to get minerals, you're going to get some sweetness that your body can handle. Mm-hmm. But you take that same sugar cane, and you convert it into this white powder that sits on people's tables for breakfast or whatever else, and you've got a very concentrated food that's very poisonous to the body, the same as cocoa leaves.
All right, so we're going to talk about this off and on during the course of the week so that people can do their tinfoil. I'm starting today to take a week-long course in transcendental meditation.
Good for you.
And the program says that it will optimize my brain functioning, which is really the reason, one of the reasons. It also, because of its reduction of stress, has a positive impact on your heart and those sorts of things. But I thought, in league with what we were just saying, interesting that they claim through scientific studies that it will optimize your brain function. So that's something I think I need to do at this point, and I think a lot of people do. So I'll give you some more.
stuff. And you can get some really good positive feedback inside the body when you get into a meditative state.
Yes, meditative.
Where things, where the chemical balances of the body even out.
ForbiddenDoctor.com. Check it out, boys and girls.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Here we are at 53 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with more forbidden information. Nobody else in the world is going to talk about what I'm going to tell you in a moment, courtesy of the technologists here on Good Day. So stand by, sit by, don't move a mile. What is it, the old cornball expressions that your father and I used to say on the radio 40 years ago? Stand by for news. Why would you stand by? Just keep your ear open.
Don't sit. It's going to be that good.
Oh, really? Okay. Don't sit down. You won't learn a thing if you're sitting down.
That's right.
Okay. That's coming right up here on Good Day.
This report is brought to you by Zoetis. Retired military and police dogs have no guaranteed pension for their medical care. The burden and cost of care fall solely on their caregivers. Recognizing this critical need, Zoetis has created the Remedil Canine Courage Program. The Canine Courage Program provides veterinary medical support for retired military and police dogs. Through it, Zoetis will help with annual health care costs to make sure these courageous dogs continue to live happy and healthy lives. Each recipient receives $300 on a debit card annually that can be used for any services offered at their veterinary clinic. Jody Riley, National Police Dog Foundation.
This groundbreaking program will allow retired police canines to receive the veterinary care they so richly deserve.
If you are the owner of a retired military or police dog, or you would like to make a donation to help support the Canine Courage Program, please visit RemedilCanineCourage.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at Grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, here we are looking at the things that are influencing people. Lots of posts about Glenn Frey, for sure, and the Steve Harvey stuff that we were talking about. Check those both out at Facebook. An 18-year-old boy nabbed by police couple of days after stabbing her 21-year-old boyfriend to death. So, and apparently she posted about it on her Facebook page.
Well, as you would. I mean, when any big life event occurs, you've got to put it up on social media, right?
Moronic is that. Good God.
Yeah.
All right, so on the good side of things, a NASA astronaut has shared a photo of the first flower grown in space.
This is really cool.
It really is.
Scott Kelly, actually Rich here on our show, Rich McFadden, turned me on to his Instagram feed.
Yep.
And he is up there and he's posting the coolest pictures all the time. If you have an Instagram account, he's a good follow. His perspective, it's nobody else's. I mean, nobody else is out there looking down on us like that.
Unique. Looking down, it almost sounds godlike, doesn't it?
I know. Well, and you know what? God doesn't have a smartphone, so I'm saying someone with a smartphone that can take pictures and send them back. So
speaking of pictures, there's a 360-degree camera coming from GoPro and Polaroid. They have put their heads together for those of you who are virtual reality users. This is like the old Cinerama. Remember, you used to go into the theater? Some of you, Kara doesn't remember that, neither does Jennifer, but I remember going into, as a matter of fact, the Arclight Theater here in Los Angeles on Sunset, Jennifer. Have you ever been in there? If you go into where they sell you the tickets, there's a big round dome. And that dome was the Cinerama, the original Cinerama Theater, where you would go and sit in the chair and you could look around the entire 360-degree dome to watch the picture. The movie, whatever it was on all around, wraparound movie and wraparound sound. It was fascinating. I don't know why it didn't continue, as a matter of fact, but this looks like a modern-day version of that. Windows 7 and Windows 8 support cut by Microsoft. They want all of you Windows users, all of me and you. I use Windows, don't like it anymore, but I use it. There are some people who were leery of this, including my technical advisor. He says now he thinks it works well, has the look and feel of Windows XP. What I remember about XP, I didn't like. But supposedly, according to these people writing these reviews, it works as well as that does. So you can put that in your pipe and smoke it one way or the other. Dish Network reaching 2 million subscribers this year, Jennifer, with its Sling streaming video service. What is that? What's the Sling Box?
Sling Box is actually really cool. You hook it up in your home or wherever your DVR is.
Yeah.
And then through your cell phone, you can watch whatever's on your DVR from anywhere that you are.
Really?
Or you can even watch live TV. So my dad has one of these, and he can go anywhere, watch stuff from his DVR, or he can turn his TV on, and he can watch Dodger games. He can watch...
Wherever he is.
Wherever he is, right on his cell phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go to Cuba and do it. By the way, U.S. Telecommunications companies being invited to go to Cuba to set up their stuff there. That's about time for that, right? 59 after on Good Day.
This announcement is for every man tired of waking up multiple times a night to use the bathroom. By calling now, preferred customers can get a free bottle of GoFlow Prostate with ingredients shown to help reduce those annoying nighttime bathroom visits. The GoFlow Prostate Challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the GoFlow Free Bottle Challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. GoFlow Prostate was formulated by Dr. Mitchell Fleischer with ingredients clinically studied to support an aging prostate. GoFlow helps to increase flow when you go and helps to stop it when you sleep. We challenge you to try your first bottle of GoFlow absolutely free and guarantee you'll be amazed by the results. Just pay shipping and processing. Dial 1-800-679-2602. That's 1-800-679-2602. This is a limited time offer. One free bottle per household. Call now. Dial 1-800-679-2602. That's 1-800-679-2602.